Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Hope Thanksgiving 2022 finds you together with family and friends. Hope you enjoy your special day as we celebrate. Well, we always celebrate with food, and as you know by now, as you prepare your Thanksgiving meal or prepare to prepare your Thanksgiving meal today, it probably costs you a little bit more to enjoy Thanksgiving. The Farm Bureau survey that they do each and every year, the Market Basket Survey, showed the actual cost of Thanksgiving dinner went up roughly about 20% this year. The 37th annual survey always gives a snapshot of the average cost of the classic Thanksgiving feast for 10 people, which this year they say will be $64.05, or less than $6.50 per person. That's the good side. It's actually a pretty cheap meal when you take a look at the cost per person. It is a $10.74 increase from last year's average of $53.31. That's about a 20% increase. The centerpiece on most Thanksgiving tables, of course, is the turkey, and that costs more than last year at about $28.96 for a 16-pound bird. That's about $1.81 a pound, up 21% from last year. Several factors are causing that, including general inflation, but there are others as well. Farm Bureau volunteer shoppers checked prices on from October 18th through the 31st before most grocery store chains began featuring whole frozen turkeys at sharply lower prices. So according to the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service data, the average per pound feature price for whole frozen turkeys was sharply at about $1.11 a pound. That was the price per pound for the week of November 3rd through the 9th, and 95 cents the week of November 10th through the 16th, a decline of 14% in just 1 week. And the share of stores offering feature prices rose from 29 to 60%. So taking a look at some of the general numbers that we see as far as your Thanksgiving dinner goes, the average price of some of the things that are normally featured in your Thanksgiving dinner and where they went from this year to last year, as we mentioned, that 16-pound turkey this year, $28.96, about $4.95 more than the $23.99 we spent last year. That pumpkin pie mix, a 30-ounce package, would be up 64 cents to $4.28 this year. The milk that you'll use, a whole gallon of milk, and 54 cents is the increase at $3.84. A one-pound veggie tray that includes things like carrots and celery was up 6 cents to 88 cents. Just the miscellaneous ingredients that you'd need for the meal, up 68 cents to $4.13. A dozen rolls would be at $3.73 this year, up 68 cents. The pie shells to make those pumpkin pies, up 77 cents to $3.68 for two of them. Green peas, at a pound would be up 36 cents to $1.90. Fresh cranberries, a 12-ounce container, down 41 cents at $2.57 this year. The whipping cream, a half pint of that you'll put on top of that pie, that'll be up 46 cents at $2.24. Sweet potatoes, 3 pounds, up 40 cents to $3.96. The cubed stuffing, a 14-ounce package, is at $3.88. That's up $1.59 from last year. So that brings that total classic Thanksgiving dinner to $64.05, up $10.74. Now, also, if you do a few other things, different things, a ham, a 4-pound ham, for example, would be up 77 cents at $11.64 this year. 5 pounds of russet potatoes at $3.64, that's up 68 cents. Green beans, a pound of those, at up 39 cents to $1.97. So if you update that Thanksgiving dinner to include those items, then you'd be at $81.30, and that would be $12.58. That includes the those items plus the traditional Thanksgiving dinner meal. Some people don't necessarily always enjoy the turkey and like to have a few other things involved in their meal as well and have some options. Now, also, when you take a look at some of the numbers, they say that the national average was calculated with 224 surveys that completed, and that was in all 50 states and Puerto Rico this year. That first American Farm Bureau Federation Thanksgiving dinner survey was conducted in 1986, so it kind of gives you an idea where things have gone from year to year anyway. As we take a look at some of the last several years of data, it's really not a whole lot. It was up and down a bit. And when you take a look at some of the average costs of that meal and take a look at how it fared out by region, the regional differences in the cost of the meal look like this. In the Midwest, the classic meal that we talked about, $64.26. If you are in the Northeast, it's $64.02. In the South, $58.42. And for folks who live in the western part of the country, $71.37. That's the most expensive portion of the area. If you do the expanded meal, which included the ham, green beans, and russet potatoes, then in the South, it's $74.90. Here in the Midwest, $81.53. In the Northeast, $82.76. And in the West, $88.55 was the total for that. So, yeah, you take a look at some of those numbers, and you know, it's up a little bit for most of those items. A few items went down, but it just kind of depends on how you shop as well. Some folks are a little bit quick in getting through the grocery store and just want to grab what they need and don't pay too much attention to the up or down cost factors. But some folks are a little bit more astute when they do their grocery shopping, and they take a look at what the actual costs are going to be, and they'll maybe make some adjustments here and there. Now, also, when we take a look at the year-over-year increases, that's this particular thing we're talking about, just last year to this year and what the difference in cost would be. When you take a look at some of the averages over the years, that first survey they did was back in 1986, and the average Thanksgiving dinner cost for the classic dinner, the turkey and all those ingredients, was and that year was $28.74. That's really a pretty inexpensive way to feed the family at Thanksgiving time. The number actually went down in 1987. It went from $28.74 down to $24.51, so a $4-plus decrease that next year. Then it jumped a couple of bucks in 1988 up to $26. It kind of hovered in the 20s for a while, and it was $24.70 in 89, then $28, $25, $26, $27, $28, $29, all the way up until 1995. In 1996, it first cracked the $30 mark when it got to $31.66, and primarily stayed in the 30s until 2007. In 2007, that's where it cracked the $40 mark for the total cost of the meal at $42.26, and then stayed in the 40s for a few years until we got to 2015. That was the first year it cracked $50. And then bounced back down. It was in the 40s, $49.87 in 2016. In 2017, the actual cost was $49.12. 2018, it was $48.90. In 2019, it was $48.91. And then in 2020, the actual cost was $46.90. But then we jumped from $46.90 up to $53.31 last year. And then, of course, this year's meal cost jumped again, and that got up to this year's total cost, which was up about 20% for the year at $64.05. So this is the first time that that meal has cracked the $60 mark. So a pretty dramatic increase this year, considering where it's been over the years. Well, don't mean to throw a lot of cold water on your Thanksgiving dinner. I still hope you enjoy it. But again, if you want to point to something positive there, the total cost of the meal, when you look at that, is up a little bit. But when you factor in the average cost per person, where else are you going to feed your family for $6.50 per person? Still a pretty good value when you enjoy your Thanksgiving meal. Hope the turkey comes out well today. Hope everything you enjoy is on the table, and hope you enjoy the great conversation and friendship among family and friends today. Have a very happy Thanksgiving here today.